As summer winds down, the big three television networks will soon begin to roll out their fall programming. Commentator Frank DeFord says the drama won't be limited to primetime.
In the big-time television world, where the network scheduled competing cocktail hour news broadcasts, it's been a breathless saga. Can Katie Couric actually manage to read teleprompter headlines as a soprano, as well as Brian Williams does as a tenor? Will the venerable Charles Gibson connect with his graybeard confreres? Everybody down at the American Legion Hall is absolutely agog with this drama. But listen up, folks. In pro football, a far greater TV upheaval is upon us. After 36 years, ABC has given up Monday Night Football, dropping the program that actually changed America's nocturnal habits. Instead, ABC has ceded Monday night to its cable partner, ESPN, while NBC has opted back into the NFL with a Sunday night game. But here's the hurdle facing the Peacock. Monday Night Football showed the only game played that day in all the republic. Now NBC actually expects football fans to breathlessly tune in a third straight game on the same day. Might it be for even NFL nuts that at a certain point Coles to Newcastle kicks in? But NBC is desperate. It's in fourth place in the network league, and since Johnny Carson hung it up, the NFL is the single most reliable act on the tube. NBC is just betting on meat and potatoes, too, deploying John Madden and Al Michaels in the booth alone. Both are old reliables. But when night shades fall after a day's marathon of audibles, routes, blitzes, looks, touches, picks, and recepts, will fine old wine and new bottles be satisfying enough to keep sex-starved eyeballs away from desperate housewives? ESPN thinks otherwise. To broaden its Monday night audience, as its third man theme, it's featuring the wry observations of Tony Kornheiser. Kornheiser has been hilarious as a sports columnist and talk show interlocutor, but it is more difficult when you have to compete with an actual game, numbing statistics, the point spread, instant replay, tedious analysis, jiggling cheerleaders, and idiot sideline reporters. Already, after his preseason debut, Kornheiser blew his top when his reviews were unflattering. Only Howard Cosell has ever succeeded as a third banana. Of course, if you're looking for neither classic coverage on NBC nor yucks with your yardage on ESPN, the NFL itself has its own network now, with games to begin in November on, yes, Thursday nights. Bryant Gumbel is manning the NFL Network mic, and just to show that he's no house toady, he's already publicly labeled the NFL owners obscenely rich, dismissed the players' union as a dog on a leash, and called the games too long, the commercials too many. I think that's known as firing a shot across the bow of your employer. Ah, well, it's comforting to know that the NFL provides more options for football bores than Katie, Brian, and Charlie do for the dear folks actually interested in the passing news of the real world.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.